Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of She Designed a Life She Loves. Today, we are diving in behind the scenes of mentoring again, as well as sharing another truly empowering story of a woman who had a passion for interiors and against all odds brought that passion to life. I am joined by the lovely Britta from Britta Lynn Designs. She is an ambitious and soul-led woman with two young daughters living in a country away from all of her family and support network and supporting her other business with her husband as well. We talk about starting and building a new passion project, the mindset shifts she had to work through to become the woman that she desired to be, giving herself grace in her season of life and working to her own timelines, and how she is designing a life she loves. Britta is a stylist, a marketing and PR guru, and has a huge passion for creating change in the holiday home industry through community connection. You are going to love this chat, so let's dive in. Today, I am welcomed by the lovely Britta Lynn, who has been a client of mine for a little while now in all different kinds of capacities. And I'm so excited to bring you onto the podcast, share your journey through your own life's changes and business introduction and all the things that you've been going through over the last sort of 12 months, and share about your business too and just everything about you. So welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's like my heart is beating a little fast at the moment, but just because it's just the timing of everything and the fact that we actually have now been working together for over a year, it's a nice little milestone to be able to talk to you today and just talk about everything that we've done over the past year. So thank you for having me.
That is an absolute pleasure. I would love it if you could just share with the audience a little bit about you and your journey, your business and life, sort of where you are and what you're creating.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's definitely not a short answer. I'm a little bit all over the shop. That's all right. But I'm originally from Minnesota, pretty far away from here. I was born and raised in St. Paul, beautiful little town in Minnesota. And yeah, just through luck of the draw of life, I met somebody when I was doing an internship in Dublin, Ireland, almost just over 10 years ago now. And that's my now Aussie husband. Yeah. So I met my husband overseas. Then I went back to the States to finish my bachelor's in business management. And then that sort of kicked off my global corporate career in marketing and PR. So I started with this big global corporation in Wisconsin, and it was just a 6-month contract that I signed. But during that 6 months, I kept kind of hinting and saying to them, I know you've got an office in Sydney, if you ever want me to continue. And I was quite lucky that when I moved over to Sydney, I was able to continue on with that company, and they gave me visa sponsorship. And so long story short, that's how I got to Australia and started now building what is my own consulting business here in Sydney. Before we had our first baby, I stepped away from the corporate world, I guess you could say, because it just wasn't the right lifestyle for me. We were living down in Stanwell Park, just touching on the beginning of the South Coast, an area that's very near and dear to my heart. And I just wanted to figure out a way to do my work, but I wanted to be closer to nature and be more at home in my cozy home and with the fireplace. And yeah, I just took a leap of faith and I started my own business, consulting and marketing and PR. And that went really well. And I did that up until my first baby was born. And then my husband and I started another business, Yukon Industries, which is more because he's an electrician. We focused on that area. But now here I am. I have been obsessed with interiors my entire life, as you know, Katrina. And in so many different ways, we can go into it, how it's been such a unique part of my upbringing. And I always knew that that was the one thing that lit me up, because whenever I would be done with a corporate day, all I would want to do is, you know, get home to spruce up my space and make my bed and make things feel fresh and light that candle. And that's just always been part of me. And so a couple years ago, when I decided to take a step back from the business that I was doing with my husband, that was in between baby one and baby two. So, of course, a very busy time. And I remember he asked me a question that at the time I found quite confronting. And I'm sure there's a lot of moms out there that could relate to this, where he was saying, you know, it's quite clear, obviously, that you don't want to be in the electrical industry, in that it's not what you're truly passionate about. And he just simply said, so what do you want to do? And I was like, how dare you ask that? You know, I've just been so busy. I've just been up all night feeding this baby. I found it so confronting because I didn't know what the answer was, but I stewed on it for that week. And then it was like something ignited within me. And I was like, I know it's interiors. And I just started applying for jobs across the board in the industry. And I got a job almost right away, actually, as a digital marketing manager for a property styling company. But logistically, with my baby and how far away it was from daycare, it probably wasn't the right fit at the time. And so I think the universe sort of handed me what I needed right then and there, which was more of a studio manager role for a boutique design and build firm right here in the Sutherland Shire, where I'm based. And it was just the perfect role for me because it combined a lot of that business management, administrative, project management side of things that always has come quite natural to me. But it was exposing me very hands-on to the total renovation of an old beach home down on the South Coast that they were turning into a holiday home. And all of this for me is just everything that I love, everything that I'm about. And I just couldn't believe that for that year while I was pregnant with my next child, that I was able to just focus on that. It was the biggest learning experience, and it just ignited even a bigger fire within me. So
it's like that was that butterfly effect moment. It totally. Was like that. Yeah.
And at the time, I don't think I realized it, but it was a lot of the work that I've been doing with you to just kind of take a step back and realize this is exactly what my path was supposed to look like. And I've always tried to rush things, like typical me. I joined the interiors industry a couple years ago, and here I am being like, all right, here we go. Time to start my own business. Let's do it.
Yes,
But I've always enjoyed leadership and working in public relations for such a long time. You're always coaching people on how to do things. And there often I would just feel like, oh, if only I could just do this. Like, I really think I could do this. And so, so I just went out on a limb and I got an ABN and I decided I was going to start my own business. And then I was quite lucky that it was not too soon after, or not too long after that, that I found you.
I want to just say too, how beautiful it was for your husband to actually ask you that question.
Yeah.
Because it's very rare for not, it's not rare. I shouldn't say that, but it's just really generous and really beautiful for him to recognize that you weren't doing something that was passionate for you and that he wanted you to find something that was passionate for you. I worked in my husband's business for, gosh, I think it was 10 to 12 years doing bookkeeping, and I freaking hated maths at school, anything to do with numbers. And here I was bookkeeping, and I did it for such a long time. I made so many mistakes.
Yeah.
And we fought a lot while I was in there because I was making so many mistakes, and long story, but I don't think he ever asked me that question. And he's a beautiful man, but I don't think he ever asked me that question. So I just want to acknowledge that and recognize that with you.
Yeah, well, I don't think he had a choice. I won't sugarcoat anything. It was a really tough time. We had started a business from scratch and didn't even think about the fact that we were about to have a baby. And then the house that we were living in down the coast, because COVID had kicked off and the market was going crazy, we were renting and that owner decided to sell. So we had to get out of our place. But so it's not like it was just a totally calm, easy time that led to this conversation. It was really tough. And I actually feel like it was something that I was consistently fighting against. And in that a lot of people would say, well, he's the tradesman and you have such a business background, obviously you'll support his business. Yes. And it was like sort of like my path had been laid for me.
Yes.
And I went through a phase where I tried to make it my path, but I became quite resentful as a result, because I enjoy work and I know what my potential is. And I wasn't creating any room in my life to be able to prioritize myself. And all of my attention was, you know, I was trying to support the business that in the end was achieving a lot of my husband's career goals. And he has surpassed expectations of his or mine across the board. I couldn't be more proud. But just having to say, like, look, this is your thing. And you've got this, man. I don't even think you need me here. And I know that I'm not achieving my true potential. And I'm not living up to my real purpose here. So yeah, it was a tough conversation to have. But I'm so glad that we did. And I'm so glad that he asked me that. It's exactly what led me into interiors.
It's a real inner knowing, isn't it? When you know that you're not aligned, you're not on your true path, you haven't found that passion for yourself. And it's this internal, it's hard to describe, it's like an angst, it's like a agitation or a sadness sometimes.
Absolutely.
And especially when I think you're at home with young babies and we are just so immersed in that role as mom, and we adore them, we love them so much, but then you've still got this little niggle, like, but you know, what about what I want? You know, it's a real kind of balancing act, isn't it? But
absolutely. And with my first, when I had my first daughter, that was in the thick of COVID. And so that was really tough, because whether I wanted to have a community of support or not, I could not.
Isolated. Yeah.
So I very much threw myself into motherhood, perhaps in a way that was slightly unhealthy. And so because I was kind of welcomed back into a somewhat more normal world when I had the second daughter, I was just more, I felt more comfortable within myself and just in general to just be like, well, I've got some time. I can't, you know, stop these ideas going in my head, and I want to pursue this. And so I just, I was like, I'm going to do it.
I'm doing it.
I think I was listening to one of your podcasts.
Okay.
I was listening to one of your podcast episodes before I had even reached out to you. But obviously, as you know, when I found you and I realized that you had so much depth and experience in holiday homes as well, I listened to your podcast, you know, back to back. And I was listening to one that fully just like ignited in me, like, put yourself out there, just go for gold. And I think that was the day that I made an Instagram account, having no idea what I was going to do or what it was going to be. And then eventually I finally actually reached out to you.
And that was such a beautiful day too. Like, we both, we connected via a free, like a little chat discovery call.
Yeah.
And you just shared your passions. And like, that's one thing that really stood out to me. I can remember, so, so passionate about interiors, but not just creating beautiful spaces. You wanted more. You wanted more purpose behind what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And so many big dreams. And, you know, and it was just so, it was lovely just to watch you share that. And then we sort of realized that connection that we had too, with that intuitive side and looking for signs from the universe. And so do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, very much so. I think we should talk about that, because what I didn't mention was that in the beginning, I knew from the get-go that I wanted to have a mentor. And I knew that I needed one. I didn't want to spend years circling in my head, or not wasting time, but just knowing that I could be doing things so much more clearly with a mentor. And I looked into a few. I looked into one that was actually in America, and I looked into one that was here in Australia. But there was something each time that, for me, it was a foreign thing to use money to invest in myself to begin with. But I wasn't just going to hand it off to anybody. I wanted to make sure that there was somebody that had the same, you know, values and beliefs that I was working with on why I wanted to start a business. And I was very adamant that I wasn't doing this because I wanted to become a billionaire or anything like that. It was just having that little bit of money so that our family is affording our investment property mortgage, and maybe we can afford a trip back to see my family, like simple little things, I suppose, like that. And so when I met you and I did the discovery call with you, it was just, everything was just a different conversation. And that vulnerability that I let come through in that call, I didn't with the others. And so there was obviously something from the beginning where I felt so comfortable with you. And then you were just so receptive to this idea that a business can be, you know, something for good, and that it's not just a moneymaker. And when our phone call started, it was 11:11, which we both saw. And I was like, this is it.
This is it. I'm in.
I got it. The money. This is it. Yeah.
I was just going to say too, you did mention in that call that you had spoken to another mentor, but it was, the conversation was around money and just making money. And it was all very money centered. Whereas I am very much like, I am here to help you make money. There's no, you know, qualms about that.
Absolutely. But, and we'll get into that.
Yes. But it all comes from this beautiful alignment and soul nourishing business that you just wake up every day just in love with it.
Yeah.
And then there's this beautiful flow on effect of earning income from that. And so I think that it's really nice to get that feedback that, having, you know, spoken to other people, that you could see the difference in the way that I mentor and help.
Yeah. And I hope it comes through, like, your business acumen was completely clear. And I knew that you were going to be somebody that was going to give me a realistic roadmap in how to start bringing in that income. But I also knew that I could tell straight off the bat that you were going to be doing it in a way that was kind and a bit more gentle and just tapping into our inner self and just checking in with ourselves. And I mean, when I first met you and we first started doing our one-on-one mentoring sessions together, sometimes at the end of a session you would say, like, I know you're full of ideas right now, but I want you to get off this call and I want you to go to sleep. Like, I was in a pretty bad place. I was drowning across the board. Yeah. And you weren't the kind of person to say, great, we've just had a session, so I want you to do 20 social media posts and you're going to be earning income by tomorrow. You were like, we're going to take care of you. And then you're going to see the flow on effect from that. And that's exactly what's happened over the past year.
Yeah, that's lovely. And there is so much more to building a beautiful business and life than just being like go, go, go and strategy and all the things. And do you want to share with everybody kind of where you were in those moments in the early stages? Because like very often you would turn up two sessions and the babies had been up or the children had been up sick all night, or you hadn't slept all night. Like there was quite a few that you hadn't slept all night and you were tired, and you could have very easily just contacted me and said, hey, I just can't do this today. But you showed up to every single session. And so do you want to just share a little bit around that?
Well, I think it was just like, it was almost like therapy sessions. Like I would always just walk away, no matter how exhausted I was across the board, I would walk away somehow with more energy and just feeling good about myself and proud that I was still trying to do inner work at a time when my whole mind, body, and soul was to take care of this baby, which I'm so proud of that at the exact same time. Both can coexist. But at the time when I did come to you, I was exhausted across the board, but I was so motivated. I had no niche, no brand. I wasn't convinced that the name that I had registered with my name, ABN, was even a good name to begin with. I just had ideas. I had ideas and passion. And with it was like you just took me through this program, whether I realized I was going through it or not. And over the course of weeks and months, we started to build a really specific brand and a really specific style. And one of the best things that I did with you is I remember creating that initial vision board of my business and my interior style. What is that niche style that I want clients to know that that's the everything that I create for them? Mm-hmm. And I did my first one and you were like, do it again. And I was like, okay, you're right. And I had to be more specific and really just hone in on myself and get some descriptive wording in there of How do I want my clients to be able to describe my person and my style? And just refining that quite a few times is what I had to do. And I'm so glad that I did it, because that whole process created such an inner confidence. And it was like, instead of trying to do interior design to just make anybody and everybody happy, I was just like, nope, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is the style that I love and that brings me to life. And I'm going to let that out into the world and see what it attracts back to me. And it's a much easier way to live.
Yeah, definitely. And you truly embody what it is that you bring to the world. You are able to just express that in so much alignment. Content becomes easier. You know, doing your work becomes easier. Like, everything becomes easier when you come from a place that you create something that is that you're passionate about, rather than doing it because you think you should do it. You know, like, you could very easily say, well, I'm going to style everything white, and because that's what everybody was into at the time, or, you know, that kind of thing. But how do you stand out? You just blend in with everybody else. You're doing something that doesn't really light you up.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just isn't the way to build a really long-term sustainable business, which is what you want.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And the work that we did around the branding and the styling, we were also doing the exact same work at the exact same time of how do we position this in the right way with the right service offerings? And, yeah, of course, how do we eventually start making money? And that in itself was a whole thing that we had to work through. And it took a lot of honest conversations. I remember in one of our sessions, we were saying, who is my ideal client? And I was saying, you know, I wanted that end-to-end holiday home client where I'd be doing styling, marketing, PR, the whole end-to-end process. But then we talked about the realism behind that in that year and the stage of life that I was in and how insanely difficult that would have been for me at the time. So then we started talking more about my whole experience, and that it was almost like I had decided that I need to write off all of the marketing and PR work that I've done for the past 10 years in various countries, just because it wasn't interiors, when you helped me to realize, like, I really need to tap into that and bringing that into what I want to do from an interiors perspective with holiday homeowners. It was like, it just opened this door to, oh, that actually is my niche. Like, whether I realize it or not, it is. And it's all of my skills coming together. And so that was really important. And it ended up creating, through all those conversations, we figured out a way for me to be servicing holiday homeowners. And I now have that client, which we can talk about. But at the same time, still capitalizing on all of the other skills that I have. So I have a marketing client that I work with, what I call an ethical brand client. And that was the way that we figured out how I was going to start bringing in some money, which, whether we like it or not, as a business, as much as I want purpose, you still have to have the income as well. And so that was just a journey in itself that you really took me through, not by handholding or anything like that, but just asking the right questions, and questions that, whether or not they were a little bit hard to answer at the time, they helped me to open the right doors. And I remember a while ago when we tried to come up with, well, what would be a good figure that I could maybe be hitting each month that would help me and my family to ensure that we're ticking the boxes that we need to tick. And I think at the time we said 5K. And we have very much surpassed that now. It just wasn't that direct path that I thought it was going to be.
No.
Start a business. Here's interior clients. There you go. But the whole path that we went on to get there, it was all necessary work that has made me and the business stronger as a result, I think.
And it's that being open to opportunities, being open to not having that stranglehold on how your path is going to look, but trusting in the process and the little breadcrumbs that come along that sort of go, oh, okay, maybe I can try this. And I know that in the early part of our sessions, we didn't really even talk too much about your PR. It was kind of like in the background. It was like, you know, it was all about interiors. It was all about holiday homes. It was all about that. And then suddenly it was like, but hang on a minute. You've got this skill and expertise in something that is really, really needed for holiday home owners to, you know, they can create these beautiful spaces, but if they don't know how to market it, if they don't know how to bring it in front of other people's eyes, then what's the point?
Yeah.
So it's become this really unique, and I love what we've created for you, because you have this really unique place in the market as an interior stylist for holiday homeowners with that beautiful marketing and PR on the back end as well. Yeah. So, yeah, do you want to just kind of share a little bit about what you do now? Like what's your business all about?
I keep calling it or referring to it as creating a cycle of good in Australia's holiday home market. And the way I see it, and I mean, this is something that is all part of my life that I'm obsessed with and designing a life that I love. My husband and I, we've always loved Airbnbs and holiday homes and getting down the coast. It's part of what lights me up. And so now what I'm doing is connect with these holiday homeowners, help them to realize their business potential, ensure that they're doing things right from the beginning, which obviously always starts with the styling. But then so many holiday homeowners, even if they get some styling right, you can often see this drop off because they don't know how to do the marketing, or they'll hand over the marketing to perhaps a property agent company or property management company. And then it just sort of, it becomes lost in a saturated market. And along Australia's coast, we are consistently seeing these regional and rural towns that are such beautiful communities, communities that I will go out of my way to drive to so I can be a part of. They're all just so beautiful in their own way, but they're so oversaturated with holiday homes and these short-term rentals now. And it can have an effect on the entire community and the entire local economy, their local tourism. It means that these small businesses that are working hard all year sometimes might see this surge, but then they see these extreme drop-offs, and it can be really hard for their businesses to sustain during that time because it's the quote off season for the holiday homes.
Yeah, it's a flow-on effect, isn't it?
Yeah. And I just see this like empty web of all these ways in which these people could be working together and developing these partnerships that can be completely unique, and ways that holiday home owners are driving business through their guests to these local businesses and vice versa. And it gives these guests such a more rich cultural community-driven experience. And I just think like with the way the holiday home market has gone, especially over the past 5 to 10 years, it's become so generic, in my opinion, and a bit stale. And it's just time to level up across the board. I work with essentially holiday homeowners on the interiors, their marketing, but then this little nice thing I add in at the end is what I call the grassroots PR, which is really just trying to look at the local community around them that they've chosen to invest in. And what can they be doing to, is it partnerships? Is it exclusive discounts? Certain offers, for example, this beautiful business down the coast, they have this sustainable garden on site in this gorgeous farm, and they have this beautiful cafe. So all of their food comes straight from their garden. They have this beautiful cottage on the property that they let out as a holiday home. But for those holiday home guests, they will offer them private dining, cooking classes, unique produce and everything like that. And so I recently reached out to them to say, do you know that you are completely surrounded by holiday homes, and all of these guests and all of these holiday home owners need exactly what you're already offering? And it was like a light bulb moment for them. You know, it's like, why are we all not talking here? Why are we working together more? So the consulting that I bring in is very end to end. And I just try to really go to bat for these people and bring it all to life.
I really love the passion and your mission. And, you know, it's not just about styling a holiday home and popping it on the, on booking.com or whatever it might be.
That's right.
There's so much more to it. And I think it's very much needed. And even with interiors, like I'm noticing up on the Gold Coast, there's a lot more. When I was first sort of working with clients, there wasn't very many holiday properties that were just that standout, beautiful interiors. But I am noticing it's starting to evolve and more people kind of clicking and going, hang on, I can get more income if I create this beautiful interior space. And so you've got this competition now maybe of all these beautiful spaces. So what else are you going to do to stand out? What else are you going to do to be that final booking, you know, click the link and pay now, you know, because because you offer something that little bit different. I think that this is such a beautiful service that you've created. So
yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. It's been very interesting, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The way that it's all come together, it just, yeah, you can't make this up.
No, that's true. Yeah. So what have been the biggest mindset shifts that you have experienced during our work together?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like there's been quite a few. Initially, honestly, the first one was, and you would have to repeat it to me, that I am an interior stylist. Like I had to start embodying that instead of feeling like I was an imposter of some sort. Like, I do have experience in the industry and a really unique upbringing in such a world of interiors that I love. And if you ever look around me, I can count right now at least 10 interiors books that are just sitting around right now. So that initial mindset shift was just to not even convince myself, just start saying to myself, yes, I am an interior stylist. Yes, I am an interior styling business owner. And it's time to wear this hat. But then I had to go through the next shift was feeling a lot of guilt, I suppose, about the stage of life that I was in, the stage of mothering and being a partner and all that comes with that. And in my opinion, a lot of unfair pressures that can come with that. Yeah. And because I was working so hard to bring out my true potential in my business, I thought that perhaps I was being a bad mother.
Bad as
a result. Yeah, I'm a bad mom.
That's so common.
It's so common and it's
not so alone there.
Yeah, like the two can absolutely coexist. I mean, the fact that it's 2025 and I feel like I have to justify this is a bit silly to me. And so I really had to work my way through that. And a lot of that was talking about it with you, honestly, and then starting to realize that the more my potential was coming out, the happier I was. And the more I found it easier to be present with my kids because I didn't feel like I was living each day for somebody else or even just in a state of a question mark. I was still doing things for me and staying true to my own person. And so that I started to see that effect across the board within myself, within my home, with my daughters. I was just happier and I was a little bit lighter. Then we started tapping more into it. And I think the biggest mindset shift that came after that was confidence. And I do feel like it's only been a recent thing that all of a sudden for me, it's more, it really has stuck on where I'm just like, I'm putting myself out there to the world and I'm
doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't care if I fail or if I embarrass myself or anything like that. I actually genuinely don't care. I mean, of course I care in that I want to do good work and I want people to know that I do good work and I'm a good person, but I'm not going to not do something now just because I'm concerned about perhaps somebody else's opinion of it. And so I've started to just start thinking about my content in different ways and be a lot more open on my socials. And instead of it feeling like it had to be solely about interiors or interiors and marketing, it really now is just showing my business journey and doing it in a vulnerable way to say, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just doing it. And I don't think I should be scared anymore of showing that. So those would be the biggest mindset shifts that have really just changed things across the board for me, both in business and in life.
I love that so, so much. And I think something that we did talk about a lot, I remember I would very often say to you, give yourself some grace.
Totally.
And this is the thing, we are all on our own timeline. Nobody is telling you that you have to do this at this time. It's all on your own timeline in your season of life. Yeah. And, you know, when you are having those moments where the kids needed you more, then that's okay because this side of the business could just pause for a little bit, or you know, you could manipulate or change things so that it would work in with what was going on at home. And I think that's the beauty of creating your own business. And you know, in the past, I think people have often felt that when you've got your own business, then you lose time because you're working at nighttime or you're working on weekends and all of that thing. But that is all choice.
Yeah, that, absolutely.
You know, if you are really, really intentional about your time and you say, you know, it's like mums, when someone says to a mum, you've got a day to yourself, the shit she can get done in that day, because it is, you've got one day, it is so intentional.
Yeah.
Just can just get so much done. And it's the same with your business when you are really intentional about it. And I think, yeah, just that's what I just wanted to comment on, is that timeline. And we were really honoring your timeline and where you were at and what you were going through in season.
Absolutely. And I guess it was also part of realizing that, yes, I'm a mother, but a mother doesn't have to do everything. And a mother doesn't have to take on the weight of the world. And so I had to be more open to, like, I felt like because my daughter was still so young, I just had to be with her every waking moment sort of thing. And I started to become more open to the community that was around me. And that's really changed over this past year as well. And it, just embracing all these beautiful people that we're all raising kids. We're all in this together. And, you know, so that has been different as well. It's given me, yeah, time, but strategic time. You know, my kiddos are at daycare a couple of days a week. And obviously during that time, that is when I can get some things done. But like I said, I still just feel like because I'm spending time on myself and my own goals, then when I am with my kids, I'm so much more available to them and so much more present with them. So that's been a good learning experience for me, for sure.
Yeah, and you have really started looking after you.
Yeah.
You know, you've joined the gym, like you've got all these things that you're ticking off and doing for Britta.
Yeah, and important for me to note, because I know that this is a world of women that we're talking to. I did not join a gym to lose weight or to sculpt or to be any form of a perfect body. And I think it's really important to note that. The reasoning behind that was I wasn't prioritizing physical exercise and all of the mental benefits that can come from that. And so I did a lot of work, both my husband and I, on what our diet was looking like, what kind of foods were we putting into our bodies each day, and ensuring that physical exercise was a part of our lives because of the mental benefits. I just hope that I don't want ladies out there to ever.
No, it's really important. That's really important. And like you say, that the benefits of exercise, but not just that, it's that, like, I'm leaving the house right now and I'm going to do something that I choose to do for me.
Yeah. And that's when I always listen to one of your podcast episodes. And it's like, it's my therapy time. I walk away just feeling like, you know, I'm really proud of myself that I carved out time to take care of me. And again, just like everything that we're talking about, you see the flow on effect. I have more energy in my days. I'm a calmer person now. And so all of this has just been like, what a journey that we've been on, that it just started with a mom that was definitely drowning, but knew I wasn't reaching my potential. And through both visualizing, talking about what I want, what kind of life I really want to be my life, and then being willing to do the work as well, side by side, that's what we've been doing so much of, both hand in hand over the past year. And yeah, it's just been an absolute game changer. Like even this past weekend, I was up on the Gold Coast for this awards event, and you could just tell when it was finally done and it was time for everybody to go on the dance floor. I'm just looking around the room and I'm like, no one's dancing. And I love dancing. And I was thinking, like, I feel like nobody's doing it because everyone's scared to be that one person, that tries to get it going or something like that. And so before I knew it, I was just out there on my own, like waving to my husband, like, hey, I'll see you later. I got to dance now. But who cares what anyone thinks, you know?
Yes. It's like, oh, my God, what a transformation that you have been through. It's just been such a pleasure to watch. And I think I mentioned to you, you came in because we had a bit of a break, and then you came into Soul-Led Stylist. And when you came into that first session, and I just looked at you and I was like the physical change in you, you know, the dark, no more dark circles, just glowing, you know, your hair's really healthy. You just had this different energy about you. And the transformation that I've seen is all like we worked on strategy and we worked on soul. We did a lot of visualizations and manifesting and, you know, just checking in on yourself and everything. But the true work that has been done and made this transformation is you. It is your choice.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I do agree with that. But that particular period of time, it is important for people to hear about that because I was finishing one part of a container with you. I knew I was going to do another one. But if you remember, I'm sure you do, we did a meditation with the group that day. And I ended up having to sort of hide myself from camera for a minute because I knew it was our last session. I was quite reflective about everything that we had been through. And I was just sobbing. And I did not know any of those emotions were going to come out of me at all. And yes, I was doing the visualization and thinking about the life I'm trying so hard to proactively create and bring to life. But at the same time, I was reflecting so hard on everything else, the soul work that we were doing. And I knew, because I was just about to go on a holiday as well. And I was pretty overwhelmed about getting ready for that and everything. And I knew that day, I think that part of that emotion was, hey, Britta, you need to take a time out and you really need to work on yourself here a little bit and stop worrying about business or anything or anyone and get a little bit healthier, girl. And so I would think I was sad because I knew that I needed to take a step back for a minute. And I was strategic with that time, I think, in that I was still working with what I will forever say is one of the most incredible branding agencies in the world, I think, Seed Creative. They're just amazing. And so during that time, I was chipping away in the background at my website, which will be launching soon. But I just wasn't doing anything other than looking at myself and working inwardly. I was doing therapy with my husband. I was starting to talk to this trainer he's just been a really important part of our lives for a long time. And he really helped me to realize how much cortisol I was just pumping into my body because I was always go, go, go. And so during that time when I didn't get to see you as much and I wasn't actually working one-on-one with you, it was just taking care of me and filling me back up, getting some meat in my body and getting some muscle in my body. And then I was like, I knew when I was ready again. And then I just finally like sent you a message and I'm like, all right, sign me up. I'll see you next week. Let's do it. But a lot of that inner work and everything that I did, it was all prompted by the work I was doing with you. So it's been a full soul-led journey to design a life that I want to live, which I now feel like I'm really doing. Yeah. So I can't even begin to explain how grateful I am and how much more work we still have to do.
I love that. Yeah. As I've said before, I'm proud of what you've achieved in the last 12 months and not just in your business, but in your life as well. It's been so beautiful to watch. So Britta, if another mum is listening to this whole story, this beautiful, inspiring, empowering story of yours of starting her own business, what would you want her to take away from your story?
I think I would want any mother out there to, number one, be good to herself and give herself grace. That is one of the biggest things that I've taken away from you. And it's really changed how I am with me. So we mothers, like we really are, I mean, we parents across the board, superheroes. Yes. The things that we do are insane. And mothers and birthing the babies and bringing life into this world, we are insane. We are so strong. And so for any mom out there that is thinking of starting a business, or if you have and you're feeling bogged down, you can do it is the first thing I would say. You can do it. I hope that you're not bringing yourself down with any guilt as a result because you want to do something like that. And just embrace community, embrace support, find yourself a mentor. It really does make a world of difference. And when you're starting your own business, or if you're running your own business, it can be lonely sometimes. You know, the entrepreneurial world can be quite lonely. And when you have a mentor, somebody who is literally always in your corner and cannot wait to hear your wins and stuff like that, it just makes such a difference. So I would say you can do it. Be open to support and be good to yourself and find a mentor.
Yeah, I agree. So, looking ahead, what excites you the most about your interiors business? What's next for you? What's going on for you now?
I'm super excited to just keep like fully immersing myself into this like new world that I feel like I've created. Like I used to be quite done with social media in general, and now when I go onto the Britalyn Design account on Instagram, I get quite excited because it's like I'm going into this world of holiday homes and really incredible ethical businesses, and it's like this community that I've created. So I feel like I've only just hit the surface with that.
Surface. Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to fully immersing myself into this new world and new life that I feel I've created. And I actually this weekend, it's very timely that you ask this. I'm heading down to Mollymook down the coast so that I can do a site visit for a client who is it's their home that they've built over the past 5 years, but they are turning it into a holiday home. And so I did this whole questionnaire with the client and then developed this holiday home audit checklist. And I'm pretty excited because basically on Friday when I get there, the second I get out of the car, I am just putting on I am a holiday home guest and I am critiquing like crazy and just going through everything, seeing how my weekend goes, and just being able to take all of that and filter it into what eventually turns into the concepts, vision boards, the marketing, and the PR. And while I'm down there, I'm also going to be stopping by two of the small businesses that I've been talking to that are completely open to doing these direct partnerships with holiday homeowners. So, and actually, a couple of them will be articles on my website, which will be launching in a couple of weeks. A lot of
Yay!
stuff
I know. I've
happening.
seen little sneak peeks at your website. It looks incredible.
I'm actually like, I don't even care what anybody thinks because I for
You're in love
myself,
with
I think it's so cozy and comfortable
Yeah.
and somehow really exudes both the styling, but just lifestyle and yeah, my persona is coming through there. So there'll be an article on there about you as well.
Oh, yay! With your audit, what's the audit that you were talking about?
That's like my holiday home audit checklist. Perhaps it'll turn into a service offering in itself, but essentially for people that already have a holiday home up and running and they just feel like across the board, they're not achieving the bookings, the income, the marketing, any of the results that they're hoping to achieve. It's having that opportunity for somebody to go in there with that critiqued mindset of I am a guest and I am just looking basically for every possible thing that I think a guest could say could go wrong here. And then changing the styling as a result.
Love it. Really love that.
And a lot of it, I guess, for this particular client in Mollymook, because they are quite a community-driven person, a lot of it is also just looking at the location and what are the amazing places around them that people could be a part of too. So,
Yeah, that's such a great thing. I definitely think that needs to be a service. Like on its own, standalone, soul-aligned service.
totally.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. So, this podcast is all about designing a life you love, and you have touched on this, but how are you now designing a life that you love into the future?
Well, designing a life I love, I guess it's been a culmination of all the work that we've done over the past 12 months. But if we think about where I was 12 months ago, I just felt really confused about almost most aspects of my life. And I would do my sessions with you tired, probably from my bed. And now here we are doing this session together right now. And I'm in, my loft office space that I didn't even know I was going to bring to life or be able to work towards. And sitting right behind my computer screen right now, I've got my 8 week goals with Katrina, my 3 month goals with Katrina, my 6 month goals with Katrina. So I'm very clear on what it is that I want to bring to life and what steps I have to take in order to bring it to life. But at the same time, I'm gentle and give grace, and I try not to push timelines or processes just for the sake of it. I guess as a quick example, like last year when we had started our work together, I did my first ever interiors and branding photo shoot. And honestly, that was one of those moments where I probably should have just said, "Hey, I need to postpone this," because all my whole family and my husband, any of the family support that I had here, they were all overseas. And I was alone with my girls, and my girls and I were living in the house while I was trying to prep for a photo shoot in the house. My dog got sick the night before, and I had to find our apprentice from our other business, had to come take him to the vet. It was a shit show. Sorry, I hope I can say that.
Yeah, you can. I can remember. Superwoman.
That morning sharing some messages with you, and you were like, I think you were going to make some suggestions for last minute things I could do. And then you're like, it's fine, Britta. It's fine. And don't get me wrong. I'm so proud of that. And I'm proud of the imagery and the styling that I did as a result. But then I think about this. I just did a photo shoot a couple of weeks ago. And if I were being my old person and rushing consistently the way I was doing so much when you met me, I would have just been trying to boom, 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 get it done at a certain time for no reason other than to rush it. And for this particular session, I decided to go completely bold in this vision I had of creating a cozy, comfy interiors, holiday vibe space outdoors, totally in the public where anybody could see me doing it. But that just meant, and we had to wait for 4, 5, 6 weeks because we had back-to-back rain. And then there was one day that I literally had everything ready in the car. And then all of a sudden this huge southerly came through and the winds were crazy. But my whole persona and response to all of that was just like, oh, okay, yep, we'll see if it works again next week. It kept delaying the launch of my website. And I just feel like I was like, yeah, maybe there's a reason for this. And then of course, on the day that it did happen, it was such a beautiful day. And, you know, it just seemed like it was all meant to be. And yeah, it was a really good experience to just kind of go through another thing, but also allow the process to happen.
I've just done such a different aspect on life and trusting in the process and what's meant to happen.
So that's all part of designing a life that I love and doing photo shoots because I want that to be part of my life.
Yes.
Taking care of myself because I want that to be part of my life. Having a space outside of home that I can fill with all of my interior stuff, that's part of it. And actually having clients to do the real work for and see all of these thoughts and ideas that I've had come to life. And being able to, yes, afford to be contributing to my family's investment property mortgage, being able to start to think about how to strategically use that income to hopefully one day get our own holiday home. There's a web effect that clearly can be seen. And I can't wait to just keep it going.
Yeah. And you know what? There is, like you said, you've just scratched the surface. There is so much ahead for you. And, you know, I'm going to be really excited to watch how this all evolves because where you are now may be very different to where you'll be in 10 years' time with your business.
Yeah.
You know, it's always such an evolution when you go through different seasons with your children, you do business very differently. And then once they go to school, then you've got more time. And so I can't wait to just watch your journey. And I just think this has been such a beautiful conversation. I know that my listeners will love just getting an insight into what goes on inside my mentoring, but also your journey and how you've created this business from your soul and just transformed your whole life.
Absolutely.
It's just so inspiring, Britta.
Oh, well, I mean, I think it's a testament to you, to me, to what we've done together and the work that we've done. And I'm just like, obviously, I'm so overwhelmingly grateful. When I heard that you were going to be expanding your mentoring so that it wasn't necessarily only for interiors, but also for perhaps mothers or, you know, these women out there that want to start a business and maybe they're scared or their fears are really holding them back. And as somebody who is doing something, but I don't have any of it figured out and I'm just rolling with it, I just hope that it can be convincing enough for other people out there to take that leap of faith and see their own potential too.
I totally agree. I love that so much. So where can everyone find you?
Well, you can always go on my Instagram, which is Britalyn Design. My website is going to be launching within the next 2 weeks, which is britalyndesign.com.au. And I am a one-woman show. So if any of you out there just want to reach out to me or talk or anything, just shoot me an email. It's britta@britalyndesign.com.au.
And do you have a something that you can offer to the listeners, like?
Just in the past 2 weeks, I've decided to start throwing it out there that I was going to do 5 free consultations, either for holiday homeowners in that space or for ethical brands. And that awards event I went to this past weekend, one of those consults got taken up, and I'm quite excited. It's not interiors, but it's a small business that they want to start attracting more ethical and sustainable clients to their business. So obviously it's the kind of marketing and communications that I can really get behind. So I can't wait to do that consult. That's a 90-minute consult I'm going to be doing with her this week. But there's still 4 left for anybody out there who is
Absolutely.
trying. Yeah, if you're a holiday homeowner, if you might want to be a holiday homeowner, or if you're just somebody who is already running a small business or a business of any size and you just need some marketing and communication support, I'm your girl.
I actually might take you up on one of those.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm working on something for you. I'm working on some PR stuff for your holiday home because you're
Oh,
bringing
yes.
your dreams to life.
Well, that's it. Yes. Yeah. And it's something that I was like, oh, I'm going to do that. But I just haven't had the headspace or capacity to even think about it. So,
I don't know how you're doing all that you're doing.
you know, we just do it. Like we said one day, you sent me a meme, or I sent it to you about mums being superwomen. That's what we are. We are absolute superwomen. We can do anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So if this podcast episode has told anyone anything, it is that they can do anything,
Truly,
anything they want. Yeah.
truly, I genuinely believe that.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I've loved chatting to you, and I know that this is just going to be so empowering for other women out there. So thank you.
I hope so. Thank you so much, Katrina. What an opportunity.
Another beautiful conversation with a truly lovely woman who I've had the privilege of working with for over 12 months now. And when you talk about dream clients, Britta is a dream client. I really hope that you took a lot out of this conversation and just getting a sneak peek behind the scenes of the kind of work that I do with my clients, but also just seeing other women bringing their passions to life. If you would like to go and follow Britta, head over to @BrittaLynnDesigns, double N for Lynn, on Instagram and go and say hi. Tell her how incredibly amazing she is following her passions. And Britta is so beautiful. She'd be open to any questions that you might have. And if you are a holiday home owner and you are looking to really create a beautiful interior space, as well as adding in that marketing and PR, Britta is your girl. So something else that I wanted to share with you today is you can hear by these interviews that there's a lot of mindset work and there's a lot of really deep work that we do inside mentoring that is a huge part of growth, is a huge part of bringing these passions to life. And for me, I gain so much joy out of seeing the transformations in these women. Of the realization that there's so much more out there for them and that it is possible to have both. It is possible to be an amazing mum and to bring a business to life. And if anyone is a testament to that, it is Britta. It is not easy at times, but it can be done. And what I wanted to share is that I've packaged all of this up into single sessions, which at the moment are only $111, and I will share a coupon code in the show notes. These sessions are 90 minutes, and basically they're called Next Chapter because it's all about working out what your next chapter is. You're in the thick of motherhood, you are everything to everyone. You haven't really thought about yourself and what you want for quite a long time, but you're starting to get that little desire to want to do more. You're starting to get those little sparks of ideas or that urge just to do more. And so these sessions are basically to allow you to gain clarity, to tap back in to your own inner guidance system. I take you through a beautiful guided visualization. We do some journaling, we do some tarot cards, we do some, backwards and forwards keywords within this chat of what this vision and what this passion is that you are thinking about. We also chat through some of the mindset blocks that will come up for you, that you know will come up for you within this season, and also an action plan of what to walk away with to get started. I'm so excited about bringing these sessions to you. And these are for anyone. These are not just for interior designers. These are for women who just want more, who are ready for their next chapter. And if you have any questions about them, jump into my DMs. There is also something really exciting coming. I am packaging up a beautiful 8-week mentorship, which will be where we walk side by side throughout the journey of ideation, of bringing the ideas to life. We work through the mindset issues that come up as they come up, and I share with you the tools and practices that you can use to actually move through those without fear. And then I help you bring those beautiful dreams, passions, and your true purpose to life. So if you're interested in the 8-week journey, come into my DMs and just comment purpose, or just say, you know, tell me you heard this on the podcast, and I will tell you more about it. So something I always forget to do, and that is to remind you or ask you to go and leave a review. I love reading what you have to say about the podcast and hearing what you think of it. And it really helps me to be seen in front of more people like you who are wanting to design a life they love. Thank you again for being here this week. I am back next week with another beautiful client, Kelly Reynolds, and her story again. It's just incredible. And what she's been through and how she's come out the other side, you're going to love it. So make sure you tune in next week. I'll see you then. Bye.